And in the UK, people have taken to the streets of London to protest against US police brutality. Black Lives Matter activists gathered outside the U.S. Embassy to show their solidarity with the protesters in the U.S. Demonstrations have been held across the U.S. and in parts of Europe following the deadly police shootings of two African Americans in the U.S. last week. British protesters also marched on Downing Street, the residence of the Prime Minister of the U.K. The demonstrators expressed their disagreement with the appointment of Theresa May as the U.K.'s new Prime Minister. Race relations activist Lee Jasper joins us now from the British capital, London. Sir, welcome to the program. Looking at this situation, it shows how broad the ramifications of police brutality is when we see demonstrations taking place in Europe and specifically in London.
Absolutely. I think what we're witnessing is a resurgence of the Black Lives Matter movement right throughout the world, as we saw the horror inflicted on our screens by the extrajudicial execution of Alton Sterling and Philando over in America. Within 2 days of each other, this constituted a most grievous and serious infringement of African Americans' human rights. And given the love for the world, for African Americans' contribution to the civil rights struggle, people all over the globe are now responding with Black Lives Matter demonstrations in towns and cities across the world.
Mr. Jasper, the protesters in the UK also took the opportunity to show how displeased they are with police brutality in the UK as well.
Absolutely. I think that people seem to forget that police brutality is not something that is confined to the United States. We've seen Robert Mugabe's peace officers battering Africans in Zimbabwe. We suffer from institutionalized racism here in the United Kingdom with police brutality. If your listeners look up Sarah Reid case here in the United Kingdom, they will see an example of that. But we've got many examples of consistent and routine and persistent police racism and brutality here in the United Kingdom. And of course, there are over 30 million of us. Black, or Muslims, ethnic minorities right throughout Europe. And in each of those individual European countries, people of color are catching hell, facing racism and xenophobia and police brutality in those countries in addition.
Focusing on the United States once again, do you believe that the American public have lost a lot of faith and trust in law enforcement?
I think they have. I think the danger is that mainstream politics, whether in Europe or North America, is falling apart. The status quo that has been so long dominant in its hegemonic control of society, determining the political perspectives, is now breaking down and is facing a new order of people rising up from the bottom who are demanding greater ethical leadership, greater human rights, greater equality. And I think we're seeing that take place right across the United States. I think the Martin Luther King dream was a dream left unfinished. And it looks like the sons and daughters of the civil rights movement are now intent on bringing that dream to a reality.
Thank you very much. Race relations activist Lee Jasper speaking to us from the British capital, London.